Presidential Self-Defense. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Attorney General William Barr's testimony was a masterclass on presidential power. He patiently informed senators that there are good and legal reasons for a president to fire the people investigating him.
If, in fact, a proceeding was not well-founded, if it was based on false allegations.
In other words, a witch hunt.
The president does not have to sit there and allow it to run its course.
In other words, he could direct, say, his White House counsel to take the investigators off the case.
The president could terminate that proceeding, and it would not be a corrupt intent because he was being falsely accused.
So firing James Comey or even Robert Mueller would be a clear case of self-defense because the president was protecting himself from an investigation that he knew had no basis. And as president, he does have the power to fire these people.
And we now know that he was being falsely accused.
So case closed. Except, had the president acted as Barr suggests and stopped the investigation the moment he perceived it to be a witch hunt, which was from day one, we would never have found out he'd been falsely accused. We wouldn't have found out anything. Fortunately, we have a president who knows a witch hunt when he sees it. I just worry that someday we might get a president who's not so truthful. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.